the City of Palm Coast to order the animal control hearing season for the City of Palm Coast to order is August 7th, 2018 at 10:02 a.m. My name is Nicole Zucca. I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I'm going to briefly outline the format for today's proceedings. This is a public hearing. The hearings are quashed at the district of the visitor. The formal rules of evidence do not apply. The fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony will be under oath and recorded. There is no public comment portion of the proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and minutes otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will speak first, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you will have an opportunity to speak and present information as well. After an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then the hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you through the mail. At this time, I'd ask anyone who is here and who intends to give testimony to please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn in, and also remain standing to the Pledge of Allegiance after. Anyone who plans to speak, please stand and raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear that any testimony you're about to give is truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you go? Okay, thank you. And remain standing to the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the Republic of America, the nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. The first thing to discuss on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from June 5th, 2018. I repeat those and approve them in drafting. Okay, the first case up is agenda item 30, case number 2018-050398, Ashley Beller, the law. Good morning. Can you set your name and address for the record? Ashley Beller, K-A-A-L-E-R. Thank you. As I mentioned before, this is the first and you'll have the opportunity to respond. So you can begin, Member.
Judy Sutter for the City of Palm Coast versus Ashley Beller, dog whose license originally expired February 12th. The first notice was mailed December 7th, 2017. The second notice was mailed March 2nd, 2018. The citation was posted on May 7th and mailed to her by June 4th. They went to the Library Humane Society and did update the license and rabies. So the license now expired for 2019. The rabies expired on May 26th of 2018. Previously, May of 2016, May of 2017, we issued citations. They came into compliance, so we waived them those 2 years. The city recommends the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of enforcement.
Okay. And just for clarity of the record, the rabies was not an issue to the citation, right? It was a license?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Beller, what would you like to say this morning?
We forgot. We forgot. We lost the paperwork that we got, and we got it done as soon as we realized we had forgotten about it.
I understand the city's asking to impose a $75 fine because it's been a very big history to this. Okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and admit this is specific to composite exhibit A and find the city's all known for these proceedings. I will find for purposes of the record that Ashley Beller owns the system of DOT, the neuter dog, at 88 Haven Drive. I will find there was a license to Section 8-51A of the city code. To get a thing for you to comply, if you'd like to take care of that with you, I will find that the $75 fine is reasonable for the first offense, so I will accept for the city's recommendation. And that will give you 30 days to make an invoice. You will receive my order in the mail, as well as the invoice that will be in 30 days. Do you have any questions? Okay, thanks for coming. I'm going to back to you. Up next, this is item 62. This is from 2018 050432, Donna Bowman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just please state your name and address for the record.
Yes, I'm going to finish the continuing meeting and landing on the Santa Regional School.
So, will you be providing testimony today?
Yeah.
What's his name?
It was Mike.
Do you reside also at Whittingham Lane?
That's my
That's fine.
I always believe, the news that I was in a bar going to
So, this is a licensure hearing. So,
the reason why I neglected this.
Let me just, this is a little bit personal, then you'll have an opportunity to make your response. Okay, City Council, please, I'm ready.
So
2018-051-137. Test Mifflin McCaster. Is Miss McCaster present? Okay, we'll let the record reflect she is not present for these proceedings. However, I believe we have a whole host of witnesses. Is that right? Everybody left in the room is sort of invited to. Are you all here for that? And this is okay. So, this is Andrew, who doesn't make sense to grab the podium. I'll let the city go first, and then whoever wants to come speak one at a time is just free to do that. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Good morning, Eva Rodriguez from the City of Palm Coast, Animal Control. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with supporting documents. Animal name is Red and Seavey. Violation warning at large and creating a nuisance, first offense. It's first offense for CV, running at large and creating a nuisance. And it will be, I do have a prior citation for Red creating a nuisance. Last year, October 2017, that I must have overlooked. So it'll be, I don't know, she's making copies, so we'll enter that into
okay.
And then you can make your decision on that. Both dogs were loose the night of May 20th, 2018, and Rhett had caused severe injury to two different animals at two different locations, attacking them both. They did cause a lot of destruction, mostly Rhett, and Stevie was just along with the run. This call was received by me after hours with the Sheriff's Department, where the deputies were able to contain both dogs in their patrol cars, and they met with me at the Flagler Animal Hospital to for me to take possession of both dogs, because one of the pit bulls had lacerations to his face during one of the dog fights. And both of my pit bull dogs were at the location as well. One dog did not make it. And we have gone through a dangerous dog. The dog has been deemed dangerous to the City of Palm Coast, and there was no appeal on that to the owner. So,
Red, we're talking about Red.
Yeah. CD was ultimately surrendered to the Humane Society. They did not take possession of that dog back after its quarantine. They did take possession of Red, and again, he was dangerous by the City of Palm Coast without appeal from McCaster or Anthony Glover, the other owner. Custodial McCaster was in possession of the dogs at the time and in control. That's why the citation is solely written in her name at this time, on that date. The dogs taken to the Humane Society, or both of the dogs are taken there on a 10-day quarantine and released by us. But at that time, the dog was being dangerous. We did have one prior citation last year on Red for running loose, creating nuisance, and he attacked another dog.
For both for running large and for nuisance, or just for nuisance, because he was ultimately being walked on a leash. Broken free from the owner's hand.
The city's recommendation, $300 first offense be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice. The citation was mailed out on May 31st. Certified mail, June 2018, and posted at the City Hall. This was signed for five of you, or Custodial McCaster. The hearing was posted here at City Hall, and location July 10th. certified mail July 11th, 2018, and again signed for by Casella McCaskey. Yep.
Oh, before I do this, I just want to clarify. You mentioned $300 total, but that's before if you realize over the second, so it's really 375.
It should be, yes, correct.
I just want to make sure it's in the city that's important.
And I had, for two dogs running loose, running at large, 150 each.
Okay.
About 75 each, which would be 150 for the bull, sorry.
That's okay. I see what I'm doing at this point.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, let me set it for that one second.
Yep.
I'm at 39 Ray on Coast.
Alright. And just for purposes of the record, I know you provided the city with a written statement. And I actually had some trouble reading, so I'm glad you're here. Just so you can tell me what you'd like to share.
Okay, good. Well, basically, my dog was on his leash.
His is your dog's name? Okay.
He's deceased.
I'm sorry. Oreo was on his leash.
He was on his leash, and I heard him yelp. And I wasn't but 2 feet from the door. I looked outside, and he was down on his side in a pool of blood with the other dog hovering over him. I grabbed, I shushed him, and it didn't work. And I took a garbage pail to put the top, and I threw it at him, and he ran. I brought him to the hospital, and then I saw him again as he came in as a patient.
When you say him, you mean
the dog, the red.
Red.
Uh-huh.
So, this is place in your yard?
Say again.
Where did this take place?
My front door, practically. Right by the hedges.
Okay.
He came up, he was actually on the tip of my driveway, and I couldn't walk.
Okay, was there anything else you wanted to share?
Well, I wanted to know if, I hope the dog never does it again, and nobody has ever come forward to apologize. To say, can I help you with a bill or anything like that? So, I don't know if I should get in touch with them or how this works.
Well, I can give you an advice as to what to do or what not to do.
Okay.
But I'm obviously going to be very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming this month. Do we have Ms. Ashley to say something?
My name is Nikki Cassidy. I am 53, Breeze of Flame, and I was on the phone with Rosetta when it happened. Okay, nothing to do with the system screaming, and the phone went dead. She called me back, and she said, Oreo's been attacked. He's breathing all over, and she was doing this physical at that point. And I said, is he breathing? And she said, yes. So I said, I'll come right over. So I took him down to the animal hospital. I can attest that Oreo was really. I guess he ended up with something like 42 staples around his neck. The next day, I went for the babysitter for a couple of hours because she had a doctor's appointment. And he was with everything, and he was really just, he was with. We went down to the animal hospital the next day, and they did some tests on the thing, and sepsis. And his organs had started to deteriorate. So at that point, Rosetta made the decision that it was too late for him to go through everything that he would have to go through. Oh, it was known by everybody. I mean, everybody who left him, he was a people dog, made you happy. And it's been a loss for everybody.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Thank you for coming this morning. Okay, the Gartner family? Do you all want to speak? Do we want to have one representative, or? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Steve Gardner from 32 Raleigh.
I also have a statement from you.
I do.
Okay. A written statement, I should clarify.
Small no.
Okay. What would you like to say?
Just want to add that this is a captain, six houses from us. Our son was walking our two dogs, both of which were leashed. And so witness has started this with a full-on attack. And our son dealt with this, contended with this animal for a number of minutes by himself, as well as our dog. Fortunately, she's about 74 pounds, and she was able to contend with this animal that was incredibly and inordinately violent. So thankfully, our son had the presence of mind to come back to the house and get us. And so I ran down the street, and before he did that, our son was trying to contend with this animal on his own and trying to do things to disrupt its behavior. So when he and I ran down the street to find our dog continuing to be attacked, she was able to get away momentarily, and every effort she was making was to get back to the house. And this animal pursued her relentlessly, and continued to violently and inordinate violence. And I grew up country, meaning I've been around animals, but this is not normal behavior. Dogs who might have a skirmish briefly. Animals were not obviously contained, which is stating what you already know. But in our street, so this episode concluded two houses from us with me as an adult man beating on this animal, and it not relenting at all. So what was particularly disturbing about our experience with this animal is it was outfitted with the kind of apparatus whereby whatever it's attacking cannot protect itself, cannot defend itself. And that was disturbing because even in my attempts to get this animal to release and stop its attack, I was limited. And so the only thing that appeared to cause this animal to stop its behavior was it was surrounded by people in the street. So our neighbor came out of her house. She called the police, thankfully. So I'm beating on the animal. And at this point, our son, Finn, is continuing to bring me implements out of our garage so I can continue to use something to hit this animal so that we can try to get it to stop. unexpectedly emotional. We don't train it.
Can you talk okay?
Thankfully, she is. So the outcome of that was positive for us. So that's emotionally, because for the same that we didn't know, unfortunately, now our connection with our neighbor is her dog. So that's a disturbing event for our family to have experienced. So what I do want to share is that the behavior of the officers that responded was very, very helpful, respectful, and we appreciate that. So we want to share that. So not to mention the animal hospital who provided emergency care. So the reason that's particularly emotionally disturbing is that had we not been able to intervene, our dog would not have survived. So that's our testimony. So if we have the latitude to request that this can't happen to another person.
I will ask Sydney, I know you declared the dog dangerous. Where is the dog? What was the outcome of what's going to happen to the dog?
Unfortunately, there was another event out in the company. The owner did not have proper apparatus on the animal, leash or muzzle, while in his vehicle. Attacked another dog and is currently at the shelter waiting to be humanely euthanized. And our lawyers has written a letter to the owner. We have not received any appeal on that. So I think we still have a couple more days until his time ends on that letter.
Mr. Gardner, just for purposes of clarity, proceedings are for running at large as a nuisance. So if for some reason somebody is considered to be dangerous, if for some reason the owner is to fight that and hearing on that, then I will address that at that time. But this is just providing you with an update in terms of where they're at this point. And so that's going forward. And I certainly hope the same thing that you hope, and I'm glad to know that your dog's okay.
Thank you
for testifying. Okay. Eva, you said that the dog was surrendered as well?
Correct. And that's been adopted back out to the
family.
Okay.
Okay, so for purposes of this hearing, I'm going to admit the city's exhibit to deposit Exhibit A, and sign the city's testament on those premises to let the record reflect that this is talking about Ms. Lynn McCaster in the presence of these proceedings. I'm going to find that Ms. McCaster of Fred and CB at 57 Ray Drive, that there was a violation of Section 8-30B of the city code for running at large as it relates to both dogs, Fred and CB, as well as a violation of Section 8-30A of the city code for animal cruelty and nuisance, also as both dogs, Fred and CB. I am going to do a little bit of math because, correct me if I'm wrong, it's going to be $75 for three offenses, for three sets of offenses.
Correct. It's $100 for the second offense, right? At large. Or second offense, so three offenses.
Double check my math. Is that $325? That's $150. And then $75. Yeah, $325. Okay, so for purposes of the record, I'm going to find that those amounts are reasonable for first and second offenses. I'm going to impose total fine of $325 to be due within 30 days of date of the invoice. And I'd like to thank everybody for coming today. Anybody have any questions? Okay, have a great day. Thank you.
going to order the signature.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with the night number 4, case number 2-18-05-0388.
Judy Flower for the City of Palm Coast, person Melissa Bowen, 1960 place. Evidence is to be 2001 giving up the service along with supporting documents. And all of the dogs whose license expired February 18th, and Brady's expired, will not expire until January 2019. This is a second offense for failure to license an animal. The person posted me up the 7th of 2017. The notice was given on March 7th, 2018. The citation was posted May 6th. And mailed certified June 4th and posted in City Hall. It was intelligible. The notice of hearing was posted in City, was posted at location and City Hall July 13th and mailed certified July 16th with the results of yet. Previously, citations were issued December of 2014. April of 2015 and May of 2016, they submitted, so they were waived. We had a hearing on August of 2017 with the result of it being a first offense. The city is requiring a $5 license fee, and the city also recommends that the $100 second offense citation be imposed in 30 days of receiving.
Okay, I'm going to admit to the city's compositions today and find the city staff met all the requirements for these proceedings. I will find Melissa Bowen of Mr. Bowen's fellow visiting dog at 19 Bay Spring Place. I find there is violation of Section 8-51A of the city code in order that Ms. Bowen comply by paying a $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to find that the $100 recommended fine is reasonable for a second offense before I post that fine, which will be due with 30 days from the date of the invoice. All right, up next, item number 7, case number 2018-050363.
Judy Flower for the City of Palm Coast versus Kim and Steve at 51 Beachwood Lane. And returning the evidence, see some positive marks proving proper service and supporting documents. Heidi, a spayed dog whose license had expired February 24th of 2018, and the rabies were still good. This is for a failure to license an animal. First offense. The first dose was in 2017. The second dose was mailed March 2018. The citation was posted in May 6th and mailed certified May 14th and also posted at City Hall. The came back as a complaint, but they did submit for the license to him on May 21st. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in City Hall on July 10th. Did not mail certified because she called and said that she was going to the citation in lieu of the hearing, which we have yet received. Previously, in 2016, August of 2016, we went to a hearing, but they submitted within the spring so the citation was waived. The city is recommending that the $75 first offense fee due be imposed due 30 days to receive the invoice.
Okay, well, it's up to the select opinion that the city has for you to see. I would like the city's deposit exhibit A and find that city staff met all those requirements for these proceedings. Kim and Steve Tapp still own Heidi the Spade Dog at 51 Beachwood Lane. For those of us who are 68-50 of the city code, I will find that a $75 fine is reasonable for a first offense. I will impose that fine to be due with
Could you fly to the City of Palm Coast versus Emily and Brandon Reed, 111 Birchwood Drive, and entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents.
Kane, a male dog, was licensed expired March 31st of 2016. The rabies compliance expired March 27th of 2017. This is for failure to license and vaccinate animal. The first notice was mailed January 4th. The second notice was mailed April 4th. The application was posted June 11th, mailed certified and posted at City Hall June 14th. The certified mail came back as refused. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in City Hall on July 10th, was mailed certified July 11th, and came back as refused. Previously, August of 2017, we went to a hearing. They never submitted, so that was the first offense. The city's requiring $10 license fee, current rabies certificate, and the city is also recommending that the $100 second offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, well, let's have a second. Emily and Brandon Rader not have to these proceedings. I would see these exhibits as composite exhibit A, and that met all notice requirements for these proceedings. Emily and Brandon Reed owned and still own Kane, the male dog, at 111 Birchwood Drive. But there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the city code. In order for Ms. Reed to comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and paying applicable $10 licensing fee, I'm also going to impose the $100 recommended fine, which I find to be reasonable for such offense and not to 30 days to receive the invoice. Up next is in item 11, case number 2018-0053.
Judy Brown for the City of Hartford versus Michael and Kendall Andrews at 59 Blanton Drive. During the defense, the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Diamond, a slave dog, whose license tag had expired March 5th, 2018. And the rabies also were expired. First notice was mailed January 4th, second notice was mailed April 4th, citation was posted June 11th, I'm sorry, was posted June 15th, and was certified June 18th. It was signed for, the signature was unintelligible. They also came in and submitted on June 22nd, so the license and rabies are currently up to date. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in City Hall on July 13th and mailed certified July 16th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. In May of 2015 and June of 2016, citations were issued. They submitted, so we waived the citations. The city is recommending that the $75 first offense citation be imposed in 30 days.
I will admit the city's existence is positive for the day, and the city staff had a notice requirement for these proceedings. And Michael and Amanda Andrews own and still own Diamond City Dog at 59 Blair Drive. And there was a violation of Section 8-51A of the city code, and I will impose a $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for first offense. That will be 30 days to receive the invoice. Up next is item 12, case number 2016-0664754.
Judy Slimer for the City of Palm Coast versus Phyllis Hoffman, 23 Blacks County Court. And then bringing into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Homie, a neutered dog whose license expired March 4th, and then the rabies expired July 26th. So, first offense of failure to license the vaccinated animal. The first notice was mailed January 4th, the second notice was mailed April 4th. Application was posted June 15th and mailed certified June 18th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in the City Hall July 13th and mailed certified July 16th. There's no result as of yet. Previously, in June of 2016, the citation was issued. They came into compliance and we waived it. In August of 2017, we went to a hearing. They submitted within the allowable time, so we waived it. The city is requiring a $5 license fee and current rabies certificate, and the city is also recommending that the $75 first offense citation be imposed in 30 days.
Okay, well, let the record reflect that Lois Olson was not present for these proceedings. I limit the exhibit to six exhibits as composite exhibit A and find it to be set that on those assignments for these proceedings. That Lois Olson owned and still owns only the neutered dog at 23 Blackwell Court. That there was a violation of section 8-51A of the city's code. In order for Ms. Hoffman to comply by proof of ladies' vaccination and obtain the applicable $5 licensing fee. I'm also given a post fine of $75, which I found to be reasonable for a first offense. That's the fee 30 days to receive close. Next is for item 17, case number 2018-050386.
To be known for the city of Palm Coast, this is Scott Stewart, 1048 Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite work proving proper service along with supporting documents. Freedom, a neutered cat, whose license expired February 5th, and the rabies expired July 24th. This is the first offense for failure to license the vaccinated animal. The first offense was mailed December 7th of 2017. The second offense was mailed March 7th of 2018. The citation was posted May 11th, and mailed certified May 14th and posted to City Hall. The notice of hearing was posted at the location at City Hall on July 10th. It was mailed certified July 11th, which came back as unclaimed. Previously, in August of 2017, we went to a hearing. They came into compliance August 22nd, and we waived the citation. The city is requiring actually, we've got a rabies also because the rabies has since expired. So, the city requires a $5 licensing fee and current rabies certificate. And the city is also recommending that the $75 first offense be posed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, on this one, I have a question. The letter to the owner of the box whose rabies expired is 999999. So I wanted to just double check and verify for purposes of my order the rabies expiration date.
Okay, so the fact what we have that date on is the dates that they're exempt from the rabies. We've gotten the list to be yesterday, rabies.
Exactly.
That's what I said. That was in there.
Okay.
Yeah, that we've gotten a notice from the vet. Not beneficial to the animal's health to get the rabies that it wants, so that's why they have 999 because the computer needs a date.
Okay, that helps us out. Okay, so let the record reflect that Scott Stewart is not present for these proceedings, so the proceedings is included as composite exhibit A, and finally, to check that all notice requirements for these proceedings. Owns the neutered cat at 10 Courtney Place, but there was a violation of section 8-51A of the city code. To order that Mr. Stewart comply by paying the applicable $5 licensing fee, I'm also going to impose the $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for first offense. That will be due within 30 days from receipt of the invoice. We have a couple of these.
Yeah,
so we'll do
20 and 21.
Yeah, agenda item 20 and 21. I already gave the case number for 20, so agenda item 21, the case number is 2018-060925.
This is one for the city of Palm Coast versus Leslie A. Beestell, 31 Farmbrook Lane. And then turning into evidence, the city's composite one proving service along with supporting documents. Bella, a spay dog, and Jake, a neuter dog, whose license has expired March 20th of 2018. And Bella's rabies expired June 3rd of 2018. Jake's expired July 8th of 2018. This is for failure to license an vaccinated animal for both, I'm sorry, for Bella, but just failure to license for Jake. The first notices were mailed January 4th, the second notices were mailed April 4th. These citations were posted June 13th and mailed certified June 14th. which came back as unclaimed. The next appearing was posted location and at City Hall on July 10th, and they also served on July 11th, which came back as unclaimed. On July 7th, we received in the mail a submittal. Jake was brought up to date with the license, but no, it was not because we did not receive a current rabies certificate. So, previously, June of 2016 and June of 2017, citations were issued and waived because they came into compliance. So the city is requiring a license being current rabies for Villa, and the city is also recommending that the $75 first offense be imposed due 30 days to receive the board invoice. Now, Jake's rabies have expired, so we're requiring a current rabies, and we are recommending that the $75 first offense be imposed due 30 days to receive the invoice.
Okay, so just one on Jake. We do need rabies.
Correct.
All that was submitted was a license.
No, they were up to date at that time. It was still current at the time they submitted, so they submitted on July
7th. Right, so we don't need a license for Jake.
We don't need a license for Jake, just rabies.
Okay, so for both items, agenda items 20 and 21, we'll note that Leslie Beast spelled is not present for these proceedings. I will note the city's exhibit is composite exhibit A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for the proceedings. I will find that Ms. Beast spelled the street dog and Jake the neuter dog at 51 Farm Road Plain. As to agenda item 10, Bella, I'm going to find a violation of section 51A city code and order Ms. Beast spelled to provide proof of written vaccination and pay the applicable $5 fine. I will also impose a $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for first offense, and that will be due within 30 days. For state, I will order Ms. Beast spelled to provide after providing to see if I will find a violation of section 8-51A. I will order Ms. Beast spelled to provide providing proof of written vaccination. I will also impose a $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for first offense. That will be due within 30 days from the seat of the employee's question. Up next to the agenda item 26, 2017, 18, 0607, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7
expired July 11th. This was the first offense for failure to license a vaccinated animal. The first offense was upheld January 4th. The second notice was upheld April 4th. The citation was posted on June 14th and mailed certified June 15th and posted to City Hall. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in City Hall on July 10th. It was mailed certified July 11th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. Previously, a citation was issued in May of 2015. The city is requiring a $5 license fee incurred raise if not submitted on or before, August 21st. August 21st. The city is recommending that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days to the receipt of the
report. Okay. We can just skip to the rest of these that you mentioned. 821 is the time. Okay. Lease space is not present to I'm going to admit to the exhibit A and find that it's the staff now. It's the requirements for these proceedings. But I find out still own the baby of the stray dog at 660 Lane. But there is a violation of section 8-5180 city code. In order, Ms. Lee, to comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccines to paying the applicable $5 license fee on or before August 21st. If she complies, no further fine will be imposed. However, if there is no compliance on time, a $75 fine will be imposed, which I find to be reasonable for the first offense, and that will be due to the review system of the city. Okay. Next is agenda item 27, case number 2015-050396.
Judy Farmer for the City of Palm Coast versus Craig Marion Wolfbarth. 22 Hillary Lane. And then bringing the evidence, this is composite one for the improper service along with supporting documents. Oka, a male dog whose license expired February 27th, and the rabies will expire October 28th. This is a third offense for failure to license the animal. First offense was mailed December 7th. The second notice was mailed March 6th of 2018. The citation was posted May 23rd. The mail certified June 4th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in the City Hall on July 10th. Mail certified July 11th, which came back as unclaimed. Previously, May of 2014 and April of 2015, citations were issued. They came from fines, so we waived them. The first offense was August of 2016. We went to a hearing. They did eventually submit. The second offense was August of 2017, went to a hearing. They submitted. The city is requiring a $10 license fee. The city is also recommending that the $200 third offense citation be imposed in 30 days of receiving.
Okay, well, the record reflects that Fred and Mary Walford are not present. Well, the Mississippi Exhibit is composite Exhibit A and not the exact at all. The pharmacy's proceedings that Fred and Mary Walford owned still owned for the bell dog claims to Hillary Lane. Section 2568 of the City Code, and the ordinance applied by paying an applicable $10 licensing fee. I will also impose a $200 fine, which I find to be reasonable for a third offense, and that will be presented to the City of the Voice. Our next agenda item for the city case for 2018 is 418.
Judy Farmer for the City of Palm Coast versus Carolyn Jackson, 52 Riddle Drive. I'm entering into evidence to see composite ones who have been in service along with supporting documents. Was a neutered dog whose license had expired February 24th, 2018. And the rabies are still, were still good at the time. This is for failing to license an animal. First offense. The first notice was mailed December 7th of 2017. This notice was mailed March 7th, 2018. The citation was posted May 15th, mail certified May 16th, and posted to City Hall. They came in and submitted on May 16th. Hearing was posted at the location at City Hall July 10th, mail certified July 11th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. Previously, May of 2015, April of 2015, and May of 2017, citations were issued. They came into compliance and they were waived. The city is requiring a current rabies certificate at this time. The city is also recommending that the $75 first citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay. I'd like to flag Caroline Jackson is not present for these proceedings. I would admit the city's exhibits and composite exhibit and invite the city staff to all those requirements. That Caroline Jackson owned an unpaused near dog at 52 Riddle Drive. There was a violation of Section 51A of the city code. An order must be complied by submitting proof of rabies vaccination. I'm also going to impose a $75 fine and not reasonable for the first offense to be used for the city's citizen's voice. The next one, we have items 34 and 35, case number 2050-50421 and 2080-50422.
To be found for the City of Palm Coast versus Kimberly E. Fox at 4 Rollins Lane. Entering into evidence, the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Max, a neutered dog, and Angel, a spayed dog whose license tags both expired February 23rd. and the rabies were also spotted for both animals. The first notice was mailed December 7th of 2017. This notices were mailed March 7th, 18. Citations were posted May 15th of 2018 and May 16th, which came back as a claim, but they submitted on June 22nd. So both the license tags and the rabies are now up to date. The notice of hearings were posted at the location in City Hall on July 12th and mail certified July 13th. They were signed for by Tim Fox. In June of 2013 and April 2015, citations were issued. They came into compliance, so they were waived. The city is recommending that the $75 first citations be imposed due 30 days in receipt of invoice.
Kimberly Fox is after these proceedings. I find that I'm going to admit the city's positive today and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. That Kimberly Fox owns and still owns Max the Neuter Dog and Angel the City Dog at 4 Rollins Lane. As spoke tonight, employees have divided the $75 fine of the city code and imposed a $75 fine, which I believe to be reasonable for a first offense, will be subject to the city's receipt of invoice. Up next is agenda item 40, 2018-06-07.
Excuse me, I'm going to just take some calls for Mr. Jordan, 25-7 Wonders Hill, approving proper service along with supporting documents. Little Rats, a neuter dog whose license has expired March 6th, and Brady's are still current until 2020. This is the first offense for failure to license an animal. The first notice was mailed January 4th. Second notice was mailed April 4th. Its citation was posted June 13th, mailed certified June 14th, and posted at City Hall. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The notice of hearing was posted at the location at City Hall July 11th, and mailed certified July 12th. It was signed for, but the signature, again, was unintelligible. In June of 2014, citation was issued that came to compliance, and we waived it. August of 2017, we went to a hearing, and they submitted within the allowable time for the hearing, so the citation was waived. The city is requiring a $5 license fee, and the city is also recommending that the $75 first be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, so what does the city say? Have you told him there's no precedent? I will admit that the city has been positive to the A and find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. That Heather Jordan still owns Little Rascal, the neuter dog at 257 Wonders Trail. The dog is not dismissed from the death of the one in the city code. I order Ms. Jordan to comply by submitting a $5 licensing fee. And also, I'm going to impose a $75 fine to find to be reasonable for a first offense to be due to the city's receipt of the invoice. Next is item 44, case 2018-06-084.
Judy Farmer for the City of Compost versus Carissa McIntosh, 85 U-Turn Trail. I'm entering into evidence that these composite works proving proper service along with supporting documents. Baby Girl, a spayed dog whose business date expired March 9th, and the rabies expired July 29th. First notice was mailed January 4th. The second notice was mailed April 4th. Citation was posted June 13th. So it wasn't posted, it was served in hand to Carissa McIntosh on June 13th. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in City Hall on July 11th and mailed certified July 12th, which came back unclaimed. Previously, we went to a hearing. The first offense was October 2015, and they submitted later. The second offense was August of 2017. And the city is, I'm sorry, this is the third offense.
for failing a license in that home. This is requiring a $5 license fee and then current rates. The city is also recommending that the $200 per investigation be imposed due 30 days from receiving an invoice.
Okay. For what the record is, the Chris McIntosh is not present for this proceeding. I will omit the city's exhibit to the composite exhibit and then find the city staff metal notes for them in city's proceedings. I'll find that Chris McIntosh owns baby girl's big dog at 85 Euler's on the trail. The city code and order to comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccine paying applicable $5 licensing fee. We'll also impose a $200 fine, which I find reasonable for a third offense, to be due within 36 feet of the equals. Up next is the 946 2018
Do you for the city of Palm Coast versus Arthur Watkin? 40 Wells Stream Lane. I'm enjoying the evidence as these composite ones proving proper service along with supporting documents. Shelby, a spay dog whose license had expired March 29th of 2018. Rabies are current until May of 2019. The first notice was mailed January 4th, second notice was mailed April 4th. The citation was posted June 13th and mailed certified on June 14th and posted to City Hall. The certified mail came back as unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in City Hall July 12th and mailed certified July 13th. It was signed for by Martin. They did submit and came to the findings on July 20th. Previously, in May of 2015 and June of 2017, citations were issued and were waived because they submitted. The city is recommending that the $75 first offense be imposed due to 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, well, let's look at the difference like Arthur Wante is not present. I will admit the city's exhibit is composite exhibit A and find that city staff metal notes for the city's proceedings. Arthur Wante owned and still owns Shelby the State Dog at 40 Wellstream Lane. But there was a violation of Section 8-61A of the city code. Just for purposes of the record, the rabies were not at issue, right? We're good on the numbers. Okay. So I'm going to impose the $75 fine as recommended and find that it is reasonable for a first offense to do 30 days to receive the invoice. Okay, I guess technically have four together. Do you want to do it all together?
Yes, please.
All right. Agenda item 49. Case numbers are 2018-060948, 060949, 060950, and 060951.
To be posted for the city of Palm Coast versus Larry Meisner, 34 Bellwater Drive. Into the city's composite one, including proper service form and supporting documents. Diesel, a neutered dog. Pilot, a spay dog. Steel, a spay dog. Diamond, a spay dog. All these licenses tags expired March 19th of 2018, and all of the rabies expired July 15th of 2018. The first offices were mailed January 4th. Offices were mailed April 4th. Citations were posted June 13th and June 14th was posted in City Hall. These certified mail came back as the claim. The notice of hearing was posted at the location in City Hall on July 13th. The June 10th results from that was that. Previously, June 2017, citations were issued. They came into compliance, so they were no waived. And now, rabies for all. If not submitted on or before August 21st, the city is recommending that the $75 worth of citations be imposed due to the need to receive an invoice.
Okay. So, all four items also have to reflect that. With my third present, I will admit this to the exhibit is composite exhibit A and file city staff on those prior to the proceedings.
I find that Larry might have gotten this one of these with the neutered dogs. The spayed dog, Theo, the neutered dog, and the spayed dog at 34 Wellwater Drive. As to all four items, I will find violations of state SCCA 2 code. So, as Diesel, we need to order the first party section 10 and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee. And I'm sorry, the city wants to get them to the top first for employment. The board will accept that recommendation or that admission license complies by August 21st after the final being closed. However, if you don't comply on time, it's $75 final being closed. So, due within 30 days the receipt of the invoice. The fact will apply to Diesel. And also Kylie. Then I have to Theo, Cynthia, and Theo. And last but not least, same thing, but I'll see Ricky's. Okay. And those items. Up next is an agenda item. Together, 55 and 56.
Yes, please.
All right, this is case number 2018-060-956 and 2018-0957.
Judy Corbett for the city of Pocos. There's two blocks and three different courts. To the city of Pocos, the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Blue, a neutered dog, and Bo, a neutered dog, whose license tag has expired March 7th of 2018. Blue's rabies expired June 11th, and Bo's rabies expired May 6th. This is a successful panel with the Philly's license in that state. First, the case room held January 4th, the case room held April 4th. The citation was post, citations were posted June 15th and was certified June 18th and posted in City Hall. They were signed for by RS. The notice of hearings were posted at the location in City Hall on July 12th and they were certified July 13th. We did not have results yet. Previously, June 2017, citations were issued. They came into compliance. We waived the citations. The city is requiring $5 license fee and current rabies for both animals. It was submitted on or before the 21st. The city is recommending that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days to the receipt of the case.
Okay, well, that's right. The reflective license is not present at the proceedings, so in the city's existence composite exhibit A, in fact, the city staff will notice the requirements to these proceedings. I will find that Key Weiss and Owen and still own Blue the neuter dog and Bo the neuter dog at 3-7 report. As to those agenda items, I'll find a violation of Section 8-51A of the city code, and I will order that Mr. Weiss and Mrs. Weiss that obtain applicable federal licensing team providing rabies vaccination up to both animals are before August 21st. If he complies by that deadline, he has to just file with the sellers. There is no compliance on time. A $75 fine will be imposed as to each animal, which I find to be reasonable for a first offense, and that will be 30 days from the invoice. Okay, there being no unfinished business, old business, or new business report, the next animal control license will be October 2nd, 2018, at 10 a.m. These proceedings are adjourned to 7 p.m.